Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yo, welcome back, family. We got a pretty heartfelt and incredible episode for you today. As you know, we got your motherfucking stepdaddy Donnie, your cousin Levon, your Uncle Jet. And we're drinking, of course, and we're sitting here chilling. And we got our friend with us, a friend to the podcast. She's been an outside friend to the podcast, but she's been a long-term friend with Levon. So she's going to talk to us today. So for today, her name is Chica. How are you doing, Chica?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Don't be afraid to use your outside voice, too.
Okay.
All right, that'll save us some post-audio shit.
Use your Mexican voice is what he's trying to say. Go ahead. Use Mexican voice.
She is Chicano, for those of you guys that want to know.
You said it wrong.
It's Chicana.
You said it wrong.
My bad.
You just stop it.
Don't do that. She's a female. She's not
if
bad.
You had looked up, I'd been sitting there shaking my head as soon as you said it like
my bad.
It's all good.
If you don't speak the language, don't try.
I like to frequent it. So, all right. So today we're talking about domestic violence. And, Chica here, she's had a run-in with some domestic violence, so we're going to hear a little bit about her story and get some insight, too, because she has definitely, her situation took her to go talk to God and then come back. Now, some of us on this show are atheists, and you know, but I'm pretty sure she is not, and
she is
going to tell you about, you know, her walk on the cloud. All right. So, to get things started, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm alive.
Yes, you are.
I'm alive.
Shit, things could have went different.
Yes.
Now, your situation was on the news.
Correct.
All right. And you had a run-in with a person that was a BAM. So, his name's going to be BAM. Bitch-ass motherfucker. All right. So, tell us what happened with your situation with...
Well, first, what we'll do is, before I let her get into the story, I'm going to read the news article.
Okay.
From the following day.
Okay.
Of what happened. So, this is like the police report and news report of what went down. And then we'll get her side and let her break it down.
Back.
Give us a behind the scenes.
Okay.
So, this report, this is from... it was on September 11th. So it says there was a shooting. Mason Manning been arrested after his girlfriend was reportedly shot in the head while her children were at home. It says the shooting was reported near Brown and Horn. All right, on September 11th at around 9 a.m. They said they could hear what sounded like an argument on the phone right before BAM called and said he was cleaning his gun and shot a woman. You know, when officers arrived, they found a woman with a gunshot wound to her head. She was hospitalized in an unknown condition. She reportedly told police that she accidentally shot herself after she dropped a gun in her possession. The police believed were still in the apartment when the woman came out. So they began making an announcement, asking anyone inside to come outside. Minutes later, 3 kids, including a 2 and a 4-year-old, walked out of the apartment and were kept safe by the police. The kids told the police that daddy shot mommy. SWAT was called in to the scene after the boyfriend, identified as Bam, refused to come out when negotiations failed. A neighbor in a nearby unit told officers that Bam was in his attic and had fallen through the ceiling before escaping back upstairs. The Mays police eventually used chemical agents to try to flush the man out of the building, and they eventually found him hiding in the same neighbor's unit. Bam was taken into custody and treated for medical reasons, and then was booked into Mason City Jail. Police also later said that he has also accessed other attics in his building and that he had fallen through the ceiling when he was running between attics. Multiple homeowners had been displaced from their apartments because of the damage caused by the chaos. They said Bam, he changed the story several times about the shooting. First, and he has been smoking weed in the bathroom and later found his girlfriend shot in the head downstairs in the living room. Then amended his story to say that she shot herself in the bedroom. When asked about the handgun, Bam originally said that he didn't know where it was because someone had entered his apartment and took it. Later, he told police he had taken the gun himself from the apartment and hid it in one of the attics he fled to. Bam, he had 3 outstanding warrants. He was also already on probation for shooting at her while she drove away from the apartment last year. Initially, they charged him with aggravated assault, misconduct involving weapons, and second-degree burglary for it. So that's some of the story of what happened earlier this month. So now I want to turn over to the homeowner to give us the real story of
Before we go into that, we needed to record this episode because Donnie had a lot of physical, reactions to this. So go ahead, Donnie.
What surprised you?
Real quick, what surprised me, the whole goddamn story. And just for a reference, go back, you said her name, go back and bleep that out in post.
Oh, shit.
You did say her name.
Oh, did I? Okay, yeah.
It's all good, though. The whole story is wild. Like, kids in the house? What the fuck? Like, wow.
So, from...
And then... The fact that when you read it, did he say that you dropped the pistol and shot yourself, mm-hmm. or did you say that?
No,
he said. Okay, when he was reading it, I couldn't understand. I was just like, "What the what?
Yeah,
this is crazy." Okay, so I'm really interested to hear your side of this story.
So, September 11th was actually my 2-year-old's birthday party. There's a lot more to the story that goes back due to, you know, this relationship and trying to get out of this relationship and him already being on drugs and insecure because I was trying to leave this relationship and me being with somebody else. It was just an anger manifesting inside him. So this morning on Saturday, I was going to get my daughter's food and her cake for her birthday party. When I come home, he is at the neighbor's house and I'm unloading the groceries. The groceries don't even make it into my kitchen. I lock the door because he's yelling at me. He jumps through the patio window. And when I come home, my house is trashed. I'm telling him, there's people coming. What is going on? You know, I have my daughter's party. And we start arguing. You know, lightweight getting physical, not yet like boxing type of thing. We go upstairs. We start arguing again. We're pushing each other. All of a sudden, he whips out this gun. And when I see the gun coming out, before he points it at me, I tell him, you ain't shit without that cuete. And bah! So, when I get shot, I step back and I fall down. He does come and tell me, I'm sorry. It was an accident.
So you're still conscious?
I'm conscious the whole time, yes. I know, yes. So, I'm on the floor and I hear him call the ambulance. He's saying, it was an accident. She did it, and then they even played me back where he's saying, fucking tell them, tell them, tell them. And I'm telling him, get off of me, get off of me. At the same time, I can hear every day more and more does come to me. So there's some parts that I can't put together yet. I do hear him talking, and at this time, I start praying to my dad, who I did lose 2019, I'm sorry, and I'm falling asleep, and I remember saying, I'm tired, and I start praying to my dad, Dad, please help me, and I could still hear him talking, but I cannot hear what he's saying. My dad comes to me, he puts his hand on my head, and he says, you're gonna be okay, Mia, and from me falling asleep, I get this energy, and I stand up. And I'm knowing that my mirror is right here and something wants me to look in there. But I'm scared. So I just tell myself, keep it pushing out the room. And I'm going out the room now. I don't know if he helps me up. I don't know. But I just remember seeing me walk down the steps. I just remember walking down the steps, walking up to my living room. Now, I don't remember grabbing the door. So he could have done that. I just remember hitting the light. I remember feeling the warmth of the sun. I remember walking out. Taking a right towards the parking lot. I see two SUVs. They say, what's your name? I give them my name. They say, what happened? I say, I'm shot. I'm shot. They said, who's in the house? I said, my babies. And I'm walking towards the SUV, and I'm leaning against the back of the SUV, and I'm talking to an officer. And he's saying, what are your babies' names? And I'm giving him their names, their ages. And I remember trying to walk back. To me, I'm trying to go towards back to the house to get my children. And the officer says, wait, don't. They're coming for you. So the ambulance pulls up at a little distance because I do remember us walking a little. Now they bring out the gurney. I lay down. They put me in the ambulance. He's asking me questions. And I have this rag or shirt or something holding against my face. I'm bleeding, I'm just gushing out blood, and I tell him, I'm on the gurney, I tell him I'm dying, because I couldn't feel my feet. He says, you're not dying, and my feet are going numb, I said, I'm dying. I kick my shoes up, and that's as I remember. And this was Saturday morning, and I woke up in the hospital Monday evening. When I'm coming, and I wake up, I see surgeons, and they say hi, and they introduce themselves, they gave my name, hi, my name is, I'm the one who did your brain surgery. And then I say, my brain, what? You, my what? He said, you were shot. And I said, no, I know I was shot, but what did you do? So the bullet went through, but my temple came out behind my ear. They had a cut because my skull was cracked. There was skull fractures inside my brain, which they had to get. I am missing my skull, which will be reconstructed. My skull won't be put in, but it will be a new mold in March. I was released Wednesday, 5 days after being shot. I asked the doctor, isn't this soon? It's only 5 days. And he says, you are not understanding. People don't live. And let alone they become brain dead. You're walking, you're talking, and you're doing math. You are awesome. You are a miracle. So yes, you are okay to go home.
Okay, so take a breath.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Shit. All right.
God damn.
Yeah. Dude. That's a lot. And
what'd your son call you? What'd he tell you?
When I came home, my son said, "Mama, you're okay. Daddy didn't kill you, cause you're a Power Ranger." Oh.
Oh, fuck. All right. There's a lot that we gotta
bro, unpack. Hold so, give me just a second. Shit.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. So, first off, everybody out there, I hope everybody out there is listening to this, and if you're listening to this and you're in a situation that hasn't gone this far yet, that you get the fuck out.
Yes.
her situation was worst case scenario, you know, and a lot of situations can escalate that fast. Yeah. So if you are in this situation, get the fuck out, period. It is amazing you're alive. Yeah. I mean, even not in your situation, like, a shot to the head is definitely, no matter what the situation is, can sometimes definitely be even worse. You know, brain dead, even if not dead, brain dead, things of that nature, coma. So, first off, thank you for being brave enough to come here and even tell us this story.
Thank you. Because like you said, I do want this to open eyes to others before this happens, because not every victim survives.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning. Because the thing is, with this episode, I really want to break down your relationship. Right.
Jesus Christ. Real quick. I'm sorry. I just had to look this up. I Googled it. I don't know how true this is. This is just one of the first things that popped up. There's only a 5% survive, a 5% chance of surviving a gunshot wound to the head.
And this was close range. This was, he was within 5 feet of this happening.
And this is, and I don't mean for this to sound insensitive. You know what kind of gun it was? Like what caliber or...
All I know, it was a 9mm, and it was a high point, from what I know.
So 9mm, god dog.
Yeah, that's I mean, not a small hole.
That's not a small hole. No. Hopefully Bam had some bullshit. Looking at him, he looked like he had some bullshit bullets. Yeah. He didn't have some, like, hollow points or something.
Right. No, they were
had some dum-dums.
Yeah.
For a fucking dum-dum.
So we want to go back to like the beginning, and in the beginning I want to go back to like your first real bad, like, actual domestic violence with this guy. Right?
Real quick, can I ask how long were you guys together?
10 years.
10 years? Okay. And how long before
the first sexual occurrence?
Yes. Like,
I'm gonna say the last 5 years were really just the worst.
Okay. So was he on drugs when when you first met him?
No.
No? So that happened during the relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
And recently he started doing other drugs other than what he was used to doing.
Okay.
What did he start out doing as far as drugs?
He was doing meth is what he would do. That was his drug of choice. Shit. But I believe he was experimenting with fentanyl pills.
Fuck.
This is what I believe is that he was on that day.
With fentanyl pills? Is that what you said?
Yeah, God. Those blues. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, holy shit. And like when you first met him, he wasn't doing drugs at all?
No.
Like not smoking weed?
No hard drugs, no.
No hard drugs.
Nah, and he was just a corny ass nigga.
Yeah. All right, so, what was, if you don't mind me asking, what was the first domestic dispute that you guys had?
Oh, goodness. Right now, off top, I can't even tell you the first domestic, you know?
Did it start off,
I mean, of course, it starts off, you know, pushing, of course, and then a slap here and there, you know. And then it just escalates, but it was never like this.
I mean, it's, so, you know, early on, when you first get together, of course, the first time you guys argue, he's not going to slap you. How did it, and again, I don't mean to be insensitive or anything like that, but... how did it start off? Was it just like verbal yelling?
Yes.
And then eventually led to pushing?
It just escalated, you know, just throughout the years. And again, the last 5 years is just been the worst, but this last time was the worst it's ever been, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It sounds that way. So, all right. Throughout the years, I take it you guys had a few disputes that just kept escalating. And if you need to take a second, please do. I don't want you to be crying during the whole episode.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, you're good. It's just I want you to, because, like, and I understand the emotions and everything, but I don't want you to have to sit in that. I want you to be able to talk about it and be free from it. You feel me? So
I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, no, definitely, I really am. Definitely. I mean, part of it is being able to speak it. So. Shit, because I ain't
and if
lie,
any,
I was about to go outside.
If any of our questions are insensitive or something that you don't want to talk about, please feel free to just let us know.
Yes.
Because we're all kind of new to. I wouldn't call this an interview, but we're kind of new to podcasting, you know, and discussing this kind of stuff. So if anything is too hard, something you don't want to talk about. Please, you know, you're not going to offend us by being like, I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
You know, we don't want to cause you any more pain than what you've already been through.
Right.
And you can tell Bam to come see me if he wants to.
Right. Tell him if he like guns,
we
know some
motherfuckers that got.
Yeah.
Nah. Guns are too good for that.
Not if you start.
Oh, I'll leave him in the safe.
I give him good. Holler. Yeah, I got good hands. Good hands like Allstate. Put him in good hands like Allstate. I got all day for him. I get first crack. Y'all can have one.
So, all right, let me ask you. So let's get into the W's, right? The who, what, where, when, and why. All right. So we already know the who. We already know the what. We already know the where. So let's start asking some whys, right? So the first why I want to ask you is. After the domestic disputes escalated to domestic violence, why did you still continue to be involved with it?
And see, that's why I was trying to leave. I did, you know, like we kind of move on, and he just got to the point to where it was like, if I can't have you, nobody can.
Right. That was now.
Yeah.
So back then.
And I tried to leave, but I mean, when you have kids and you just, it's just hard.
Because you want to keep the family together. So.
You said you had three kids?
I have three kids, yes. But together we have five kids and I have six kids.
Wait, nigga, hold on. Your math don't add up. No,
wait. I have six kids.
You have six
together
kids.
Together we have five kids, but I have three kids in my custody. That's what you're trying to say.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a lot to unpack.
You have six kids.
Yeah. But I have three that live with me, but we have five together.
And you have five together.
Yeah.
That means he had one... Before
no,
me.
I had one before him, yes.
Oh, you had one before
me? Yes.
Getting with him?
Yes. And then we had five together. So I had my one. We had five together, but I have three in my custody.
Okay. So you let this nigga bust in you five times?
damn.
We were together for 10 years.
That's it.
But I mean...
Look, we all make low IQ choices throughout our lifetime.
I mean, let's be real, B. We all know about staying in bad relationships, right?
Facts. Facts. We do. It happens.
And we all know about continuing to bust inside the wrong person.
Facts. It happens.
Oh.
Or in her case, letting the wrong person bust.
You know, sometimes the pull-out game is extremely weak.
Right.
And then
weak.
In the women's,
you couldn't pull out of a driveway. It's okay.
I couldn't. No. And a Mini Cooper. So.
What are you doing telling yourself like that? But okay.
So, all right. So, with that, okay, that I get it. That does happen. But the thing is, like, your relationship had already hit a violent stage. So, what made you stay even after the violent stage for it to even escalate to where it is now?
Well, like I said, the last 5 years. So, broken promises. Oh. Just promises of it's going to change.
Yeah.
I won't. Hope. Yes. Okay. You know? Basically, really, that's what it is.
Okay. Have you ever seen Jennifer Lopez movie Enough?
Yeah.
And you was like, you know what? That's not me. That's not,
I mean, but we're not thinking look of at movies it. As we're happy.
But I mean, to be fair though, that's a movie, and true. We all like to think that in that situation.
I'm being facetious. I did love this man. This man did love me at one point. You know, yeah. We were. And, you know, we weren't like this all the time. But yeah. You know, when you want to hope for something that was. The same it was before, you know, you just hope on, you know, hopefully it goes back to that. Yeah.
Okay, now, see, I didn't mean to take you back there. I'm sorry.
Okay, look, I'll because I've known her throughout, since all of her children. Oh my God. Through all of the children.
We go back to 17.
I had, this nigga tried to come at me one day, and tried to check me. It didn't go well for him, but.
Yeah.
The reason. It's the same reason why people stay in abusive relationships. Mm. It's going to be one, it's because once children get involved, it also complicates it. Because now it's like, I can break up my family or I can just try and hope that this turns around.
Right.
And then
when you have... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go. Because you are... you have children.
When you have kids, it's... You really kind of think about, like, okay... Do I want to take my kid away from their mom or their dad? You know, do I want this split household where you're only going to see him on weekends or,
right. But
you know, it changes a lot once you have kids.
It does, but I find this thing, and this isn't at you, this is to all parents around the world. I'm not a parent. So I can look with fresh eyes and look from outside in. And a very common mistake that I would say on parents' behalf is things aren't well in the relationship. So they go, oh, I'm going to stick around for the kids, not realizing that your kid is absorbing this bad relationship and thinking that this is what you're supposed to do.
That's right? True.
That's a narrative we need to put out there to change.
But here's the thing. Yeah. You're looking at it from the outside in without having kids.
Yes.
When you have kids, your whole brain chemistry changes.
Like, right, but that's why we have to put out... That's why we have to do away with that narrative.
No, I mean, I get it. And the majority of parents who are in bad relationships, they know, they see that. Mm-hmm. But I was in a bad marriage.
Yeah.
We ain't going to get into all that.
Yeah.
But... Fuck the hell. And... But at the same time, even though you know that things aren't right, the way you think once you become a parent
changes
to the point that it's really hard.
I understand, to
look at it that way.
That's why I gave the disclaimer, though. One, I'm not, I don't have a child, so from the outside looking in,
We can I mean, I know what you're saying, and it is like
we PSA to all parents. Don't stay together just for the kid, because now you're breeding this perpetual stereotype that is a bad stereotype that, hey, you're supposed to stick together for the kids. It's like, no, that's how you breed these bad marriages into the next generation, is because then your kid goes, well, my parents did it, so this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be unhappy and make sure the kid goes, and then that kid, now you've got generations of unhealthy relationships bred
in you're 100% right. So. You're right. But it's really hard when you're a parent.
What happens is
it's like,
tell me one if of I'm those wrong.
Things when you're like, oh, I would never spank my kid, or you know, oh, if my kid did that, I'd beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Whichever side of the spectrum you fall on.
Right.
Once you become a kid, once you become a parent, you're like, you know, you look at him like, man, I'd have beat the shit out of him. But you don't do it because you love him so much. You're like, I don't want him to cry. You know, I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you're saying is true. Yeah. But it is a lot different once you're in it.
Yeah, no, totally understandable.
They get stuck in the hope phase is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like we have to we as a nation, right? As a nation, we have to do away with a lot of this stereotypical stuff, right?
Because no, I agree.
Because you have at this point now you have a lot of unlearning in yourself. But I bet you didn't think about how much unlearning you're going to have to do with your kids now, too. You know, because there's a lot of unlearning there. You're going to have to be like, hey, don't allow this to happen, right? So, and honestly, that's probably going to, and I'm not saying this to be funny or being, you know, or be facetious, but getting shot and getting over that is probably the easiest part of this recovery now, because you do have your kids who have this vision of mom, and that's the vision that they have when certain things happen. Now that's going to be a trigger for them, you know. So
this episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Therapy is definitely something that's, are you going to seek?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to bring your kids in on that?
Yes.
Definitely. See, you're definitely on the right
path. Yes.
You know.
Because I already know that my kids are traumatized enough.
Right.
Because for my son, for my son to come to me and say, "Mom, Dad, it didn't kill you.
Yeah.
You know, that broke my heart."
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like that's when I got the frog in the throat, was when you said that about your son, because I love kids. I like there's a kid right now with my ex. It's her kid, but I love her like my own daughter. I even call her my daughter. You know, like even at work, I refer to her as my daughter. Like, I'm like, hey, I gotta go. My daughter needs something. And so I totally like, I may not know fully because I don't have one of my own, but I get, like, as soon as you said that, like, I was about to be like, hey, fucking pause this shit. I gotta go outside. Like, you know. So fast forward.
Hold on, real quick.
Yeah.
Did you said you couldn't remember the first actual, like, physical interaction you guys had, right? You don't remember how long ago that was? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right,
so let's go and to...
Hold on, real quick. One more. Well, I'm sorry.
No, please.
I apologize.
No,
don't apologize. How long has he been doing drugs? Or hard drugs, I should say, because I don't, you know, weed and shit. That's nothing, in my opinion.
Five years.
And does that kind of correlate, around, you know, with the time that the physical abuse started? Okay. I'm just putting a story together in my head.
No, you're fine.
Trying to create a timeline here. So,
no, it is. The type of person that does something like this is weak in multiple different areas, mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
Domestic situations are emotionally charged and emotionally driven situations for it. And it usually, and if, especially if the man is the aggressor, as a weak, just a weak-minded man,
yeah,
that's causing him to cause physical harm to someone else because he can't handle something emotionally. He heard something or something happened and he has no idea how to deal with it. Not only that, is you're so weak to where you talked yourself into it's okay to physically harm this person now. Now, this is something that, yeah, this is, and to continue to do it, If you do it once, you still shouldn't have happened. You had a lapse in judgment. I'm going to judge you going forward. When it happens more than once, now it's a, this has become a part of who you are, and you have a really deeper issue that you need to address. And in these situations, they don't see it. On top of that, you add him doing drugs. Now he has no control over no situation that he's in. And it just spirals out of control. And like you said, piecing the story together, she said it got bad about 5-6 years ago. He's been doing drugs about 5-6 years now. So now these two things, you got an already unstable emotional and mental person. You add drugs into the mix. Anything is liable to happen. Anything. And even more background on it. It's not the first time recently you guys get into these arguments. He's pulled the gun out before.
How long ago did that happen?
So how long has he been pulling the pistol?
Was it within that 5 or 6 year window that he started doing drugs?
Okay, so let's
so I'm going to say the last, okay, so the last 8 months he's been gone. Let's say about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
When he pulled the pistol? Okay.
All right, so there's a lot there that I want to get to. But, all right, so before the missing 8 months, he drew a pistol on you before.
He would do it as an intimidation thing. He never, like, pointed at me. It was just like, oh, look what I have type stuff, you know?
Right. Okay, so was this around the same time where the news reportedly said that he had shot at you before?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you were telling us some background on that. He never actually shot at you.
Exactly.
But he did wave a pistol and was going to shoot at
you. At the car, yeah, at the tire, because I was leaving.
So,
did he actually shoot at the tires?
No.
Threatened to?
Yes.
Okay, so before that incident, did he ever pull a pistol out? Okay, so that was the first incident.
Mm-hmm.
And were there any other incidents after that time?
No, because he was actually in jail.
Okay, cool.
Right. Okay, can I ask one more question? Did he own the pistol?
No.
Did he own it before he pulled it out?
No.
Or is it one of these? How old is this cat?
He is 30. And 30. He got this pistol from a neighbor.
Mm, okay. No.
On a whole different other situation.
Okay. We don't need to.
So, these are a whole bunch of fake wannabe street niggas who never made it.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to go to school of hard knocks and got rejected. These
that's, what rejected. That's what I'm thinking. Okay?
Yeah,
like
it is. Yeah, that's exactly it.
most cats, if you get a pistol, you don't even show it.
Right.
You just have it.
Right.
And so I was just curious if he got it, and then it's all of a sudden like, oh, look who the bad motherfucker on the block is. Right. Okay, I got you.
All right, so this happens, and then he goes to jail for whatever reason, right? So you're free of him for about 8 months. How does he get back into the situation?
It was my daughter's birthday party.
Oh, no shit.
It was our daughter's birthday party.
Okay.
And that is why I was going to the store and getting her food and getting cake.
Okay.
Because it was my daughter's birthday party. And with him knowing I was already with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
it angered him. And the person who he bought this pistol from was in his ear, antagonizing and instigating a situation with somebody else.
Okay.
But I'm the one that caught the bullet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
And that's why he's a bitch ass motherfucker.
Exactly.
So let me put put it together. So he was gone. You met another cat.
Yes.
Somebody got in his ear like, oh, she's with another dude.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't in the picture before the birthday party.
Correct.
And so he's like, oh shit, you can't. And the neighbor who sold him the pistol is the one that had the earpiece, and I'm like, oh, this is what's going on.
Exactly why he sold him the pistol, because he wanted a whole different situation to go down.
Sound like there's two bams in this motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. More weak nigga shit.
Right.
Thank you.
This is why folks move out the hood.
Right.
And that's a fact, man.
This is why they move out the hood.
That's a fact. That's why I can't go around where there's too many niggas, man. For real.
Excuse me for just a second. My dog is barking. Yeah, I got to go check it out. See what's going on.
Yeah, please. Because you might have to lay a bam down. Fuck. All right. I got to get drunk. I got to get drunk as fuck for this episode. This is...
Go ahead. So, and the sad part about it is, like, domestic violence situations are all too common. More common than they actually should be. Not only men versus women, but also women versus men. Just in general, it shouldn't be popping off at all. Like, cooler heads do prevail. And, like, you got to show restraint in those situations. Like, they're emotionally charged, and, like, I understand getting heated and getting in those situations, and then shit pops off, but you never know what level it'll go to. And I try to look at the whole entire situation for it. And even though everything that happened would happen, I don't think that's what he expected. I don't think that's what he thought was going to happen. And, but that just tells me more about his mental and emotional state. You weren't thinking in this situation. You were just doing to do something. And now I think the greatest thing about it is that you survive. Because the greatest thing you could do to him is to continue living. Right. When someone dies, you can kind of move on from it. But to know that they're out there living, and this man about to be on lockdown.
Oh yeah.
He about to do some time. Like, he did baby time before. He was in kindergarten jail.
Yeah.
Now he's about to be in there, but the big boys, this dude is not built for that at all.
No.
Top of that, now it's, you lost your freedom. You lose the chance to have any relationship with your children for years to come.
Ever.
And forever. Then you also, now the woman who was holding you down is, now you lose that as well. So now you have no one holding you down. You lose your kids and your freedom. All because of, you got emotional and didn't know how to deal with it. We gotta do, as men, I know it can be the other way as well, but it's predominantly the men. You gotta be better. We gotta be better in these situations as men. We gotta be strong in these situations. Like, you're weak to be influenced by someone from the outside to cause you to do harm to someone that you love.
At the same time, you gotta remember, this dude is on drugs, so his mind is not even in the right place.
But, like, that enhances
it. I'm not making an excuse.
Oh, yeah, no.
But, like, first off, let's start with this. Drugs are bad, okay?
Right. don't do drugs, like, okay?
Don't do drugs, all right? There's a, like, if you're already fucked up in the head, drugs are going to make you, like, volcanic. Mm-hmm. All right. This is, like, the situation between you guys sounds like it was an inevitable situation, right? The drugs, the domestic dispute leading to domestic violence, leading up to the situation at hand. So let's we're in the current, all right? The situation happens and things of that nature. What is the status of the situation now? Like, what's going on? He's locked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I take it there's going to be a court case. You're going to have to testify.
Of course.
Are you strong enough?
Yes, I'm ready. I already told him.
Okay. And
because for him to say I shot myself, for him to say I did this to myself, no.
Yeah.
No.
The
what's the status of your kids? Are you still have ownership of your kids?
Right now my kids are my sister, because they want me to focus on myself.
Okay.
I'm not able to, you know, be the mother I'm supposed to be to them, because again, you know, I was just shot in the head, you know, it's, yeah. I'm tired. I'm recovering. So my kids are with my family, with my sister.
Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's probably best case.
Of course.
Yeah. And not because you're a bad mother or anything like that.
No,
like,
I know.
Just because this is definitely something. I mean, hell, even as a man, you go through something like this, you're going to need some time to go.
Let's be honest. A man, as a man, we get a cold, we're like, I'm going to need somebody to watch these kids.
Hell yeah.
Yo, I see my children.
We get a toothache, like, leave me alone, baby. Right. You watch kids, this shit's killing me. I can't deal with it.
Facts.
So props to you, baby girl. Because I could not imagine.
No.
I really could.
I couldn't either. I mean, just the fact that you're sitting here with us right now, talking to us, you're cognitive of everything, like, it's literally a motherfucking miracle. Holy shit.
And can I ask this question? And again, if this is insensitive, please tell me to shut the fuck up. But, like, what type of, not side effects, but, like, this, your whole recovery process, you know, I know it's not easy. It can't be easy.
It ain't nothing to a Power Ranger, though. Like,
but like,
you heard me.
What type of effects are you going through? Yeah.
Right now, I am noticing I do have a little PTSD. I do hear the gunshot. It's hard to sleep. I still can't sleep on this side. I still get headaches throughout the day. I can't stand too long. If I'm up, I actually do have to wear a helmet in case I fall, because I still have I still have skull fragments in my brain. I am able to have a seizure. So I have to be watched 24/7, which is why, again, my kids are with my family, because I have my caretaker, which is one of my best friends who took me in, you know.
Shout out to the best friend.
Yes, her and her husband, they took me in, you know, she bathed me and everything, you know, because I can't do my hair with my scar, you know. I could bathe myself, but she does help me out. That's my dog right there, you know.
Hey, shout out to the best. Yo, everybody.
Everybody, my family, my support team, you know. I wouldn't be at this point in my recovery if it wasn't for them. My sister, she's my rock. My family's always there. They take turns watching me, because, again, I have to be watched 24/7. I can have a seizure and die, you know. So, I mean, I don't feel like that's possible. Again, you know, nothing to a Power Ranger, you know. Yeah. I'm strong. I stay strong, you know, for my kids, because I will. I'm determined. I'm ambitious, you know, to be able to fully care for myself and my children once again.
That's...
Yeah, shout out to you.
Hell yeah.
And your best friend.
Hell yeah. I'm about to call one of our friends and be like, hey,
bruh. Hey, you know what this motherfucker said? You know where he at? You got somebody in there with him? Get my phone out. Where you? Y'all in Arizona.
Yeah, but yeah, yo.
Shit. This is wild.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I known homegirl for shit. I think about
so 17? You say y'all been friends for 17 years?
Since we were 17.
Since we were 17.
Oh, yeah. Since you were 17. I don't know how old your ass is. But
I'm 32.
I'm 32.
I'm not gonna ask her, because that's disrespectful.
I'm 31.
So you knew her before she was with Bam?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew her. Yeah, when her siblings was still running around in Pampers and shit. Now they driving.
And you didn't slide in and be like, "Hey, Bam ain't, you know.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, no, I told her.
I'm sure he did.
You told
her? I told her.
Okay. He ain't the type to hold
I told
time.
Her. I look.
I know you said y'all had a confrontation.
When they were first together, yeah, like he hit me up one day. Like I always hit her up, check on her, how the homegirl doing. We always kept in contact through the years, and like then they started dating, and then you know he's one of them jealous types. Oh, I don't be messaging my girl, and so I had to like, hey, bro. First off, you don't know me. I've been around way longer than you, and I'm pretty sure I'm probably be here after you too. So I was like, I've been on your side. Because at the time, she was debating on leaving him then at that point. And I was like, bro, I'm rooting for you. I was like, she loves you. She's trying to hold you down. And y'all got the kids together. She's trying to hang in there for you. I was like, I'm on your side. I've just pretty much talked her off the ledge for you.
Let's make this clear. This must have been the earlier year.
Yeah. This is early. Yeah, this is before the drugs before and all that. This is before the drugs
this
and all
that.
This
is when it was good.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm vouching for him. So I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm on your team. Like, but you just got to get your shit together. She talking about being on the way out. I talked
so,
off the ledge.
Wait. When you say his shit together, what was happening around that time that you were thinking
I mean,
about?
We were just dating, you know. We didn't have our own spot yet. You know, we were coming up, you know.
He was for the streets. He was for the streets. He fucked some old bitch at that point.
You was advocating for this nigga when he was for the streets?
Because I
don't
know.
Seem, I mean, from all I hear, it don't seem like he was for the streets.
It
seemed like he came off Sesame Street trying to get on the streets.
Yeah, yeah, more like it, yeah. But at this, they had kids together already at this point. So I know how people are in those relationships. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hard-pressed to leave because there's children involved. You don't want to break up the family.
Yeah, but if he was already fucking up.
That's why he was trying to get your shit together because he knew where my heart was.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, my thing is this. All right, now this is
okay.
Just me.
But,
this is,
but
no,
you got to
no,
think
no,
some
no,
people.
No, no,
but
no,
dudes
no,
also
no,
change
okay.
too. You got to be like, hey,
this,
come on, hey,
this is my.
This
opinion.
Is where you at, bro. You need to.
This is my opinion.
You need to do better.
This is my opinion.
Come on.
And I've been on this earth for 37 years. All right. If a motherfucker wants to be in a relationship. And he's really digging his relationship. The motherfucker is about that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker that ain't that about that relationship is not going to be about the relationship. Now, I'm not talking. Now, I know some people out there like, oh, well, you know, I mean, you just cheat, this, that. I'm not talking about just cheating, right? I'm talking about the whole picture. Because there are some relationships out there where some niggas just can't keep their dick in their pants. They love their chick. But that's where it ends. They just probably just can't keep the dick in their pants, and then, it, you know, whatever happens, happens. But when it's a lot of shit, when it's more than just that, when it's they want this type of lifestyle that is not conducive to having a, like, kids in the house and things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it's shit like that, that motherfucker ain't about the relationship. Because the thing is, like, if a motherfucker... People look at the way you judge certain people in your life and they go, oh, that motherfucker's cool or that motherfucker's not cool. If a motherfucker is willing to do shit that at some point is going to put their kid in jeopardy, they don't give a fuck about their life or yours. Because they're not even trying to protect the kid.
Well, okay. So,
that's not necessarily true, though. Go ahead.
But that's why I said it's my opinion, because my thing is, like, if you're going to do, like, I've known some niggas in the street. They won't bring shit around their kid. They won't bring shit. No matter how much dirt they do, their kid is 100% safe. Period. But when you bring some shit around your kid, that's when it's like, yo, this motherfucker does not give a fuck about life, because here you got the most innocent of innocent around. Right? And I feel like this guy was that type of guy already. I don't, like, I'm not getting the sense that he was...
No, he was trying before. So, looking back...
How was he trying before, and she was already like, yo, I'm about to piece the fuck out.
Well, cause, okay, she's cheating, you're in your emotions, you got kids, it's an emotion-driven situation.
Okay.
They were going through different things, like, you know, trying to have stable housing and stuff like that. The boy was working, like, he was working at a job, and, you know, he was in between jobs from time to time. But he was trying. He was putting in some effort. Mm-hmm. He was in the street, dabbling in the streets a little bit. So that's like his one area he was fucking up.
Okay.
And then probably at home, had some home issues, but it wasn't to the level of what it became.
Okay, so his dabbling in the streets, did you ever feel like that was going to make it back to your crib?
No.
No?
Not at that point, no.
Not at that point?
Correct.
Okay. Did he ever do things like you, where you had to go, why the fuck you got that in the house?
No.
Okay. So he was different. He was
very different.
Okay. I stand corrected then.
Yeah.
So he was a little
He was good at one point in time, you know, we was good.
So I was betting on fix this area, you good.
Okay.
Y'all will be good. Now you're gonna have issues through that. So I was like, I'll give him a chance because I see where she's at.
Okay.
I'm gonna advocate for him. He kept going. Yeah, I stopped being on Nick's side. I was like, yo, any point in time, you go ahead and dip.
Right.
You just go ahead and leave all, you know, leave Cookie Monster alone.
Yeah.
But.
So he was semi-solid at one point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
in the beginning. Again, this is 10 years, you know,
He got weaker and weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I understand your side then. I definitely understand your side.
I see where LeBron's come from.
Because that is rough when the change starts happening. So I get that.
And then she got stuck in the hope cycle.
Right, which as human beings, that's our greatest and worst fucking adversary is hope. So, damn, there's so much to unpack in this situation.
And now, so right now, he's locked up, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this has been since September. It was September 11th.
Yes, it's been 3 weeks yesterday.
He little.
So it was September 11th this year.
Yes, 3 weeks ago yesterday.
Okay. And is he, right, is he, you know, are they trying to hit him with, attempted murder, like what are the charges that they're trying to hit him with?
Murder on a second degree.
Oh, yeah.
Prohibited possessor. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Intent to injure or, you know, cause harm. He has a couple more. I don't know them all off the top of the head. You know, but he does have a couple more. So, yes, he is looking at some major time. And yes, I am going to testify.
And he was on probation.
And he was on probation.
He was on probation at the time.
He fresh out.
Oh, they're going to throw the book at his ass.
He ain't been out, what, a month, maybe?
Oh, they're going to throw the book at him.
He was out maybe a month?
maybe like June.
You know what? And I want to say this. To the young brother, if he ever hears this, and if somebody hears this and knows him, this is what I want to say. He sounds like a person that definitely needs help.
He does.
And I hope that he receives that help. Mm-hmm. Now, even if he receives that help, I hope that you will never
bring
him back into your
life.
I'm
done. I'm gone.
But
he's gone.
I hope that he receives help for the next chapter of his life. Because
and by help, we mean
keep
hands.
The soap on the rope.
We hope he get them hands.
Keep the soap on the rope.
What somebody needs to give him.
I'm going to say this. Whatever brings him to the light. All right.
Whatever it is
that brings him to the light. So he can, and if he wakes up and he goes, fuck, I saw the light.
And that is where I leave the Lord.
Exactly. Bam.
I leave the Lord to handle that.
I am not advocating violence. But if violence comes to him.
Then that's where I leave the Lord to handle that.
Shower party.
I don't believe in the Lord. I don't believe in any Lord.
Yeah.
But if them hands get to him.
Then prayers be with him.
Right.
There you go. Then may whatever God you believe in be on your side.
Shower party, fellas.
I don't know if you've ever seen Full Metal Jacket where they put the soap in a sock.
Ooh, sock party.
If it happens, hey, you know what? Maybe that brings him some enlightenment.
Shower party. So you gotta leave it at that. Let me use the imagination.
All right.
I mean,
I've been part of that.
I honestly,
I'll tell y'all that story one time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Hold
did.
Up. Yeah. What story?
Shower party.
We could talk after we stop recording.
I mean, he could tell it, but just
Yeah.
Oh, what's up?
Shower party. I was at military shower party. Had to pass that out. Shower party is when you got a guy in there who's just everybody's on the same page. We're like, hey, we got one goal. And in basic training, it's like they'll come after the whole group. Like if one person fuck up, everybody get it. So it's like everybody get on the same page pretty quick. Like, all right, everybody get your shit together. Don't fuck up, because if you do, everybody gonna get it. Don't be that guy. We had a there, at the beginning, there was a few of those guys. So you go to a man to man. Hey, man. Hey, come on, get on the same page. We sick of doing this bullshit for you. Because what they'll do is the guy who fucked up gets no punishment. They'll just put him off to the side and punish everybody else. And so then we get back in the barracks. It's like, hey, man, come on, get your shit together. And we had a couple guys who was like, nah, fuck y'all. I'm doing my own thing. So we're like, all right, bet. So at the end of the night, they give like an hour of personal time. So when, you know, usually everybody go shower, write your letters or whatever until lights out. So that's when we're just like, hey, old boy got to get it. Hey, call him into the war room. Tell old boy to come into the war room. And yeah, it's like 10 niggas in there. Like, hey, we gave you fair warning. You didn't want to get in line. So now is where we get that tough love. You go in there and you put that tough love on him. For some, like, you might put the soap in the socks, or, you know, whatever. But sometimes some guys got to get it. We had two situations. We rectified pretty quick. okay. They fall in line, and then everybody's on the same page. It's all copacetic. So he may need a shower party. That's all. Whatever, yeah. And that's up to them. However, I say shower party, they interpret it how they want. Get them on the same page.
Yeah. Okay. Some people need tough love.
Yeah.
How much?
So, but I want to say thank you. And honestly, it's really nice to know that you're on the right road to recovery, because there is a lot of recovery that's going to happen there. But you look like you're definitely ready for it.
Yeah.
So, like, your next chapter in your life is going to be dope, and I can't wait to have you back to talk about the, like, your writing in that next chapter.
Thank you.
Definitely. And you guys got anything else for Chica?
No, thank you. This was obviously hard. Thank you for giving us your story.
Yeah.
It's wild. And the fact that you could sit here and tell it, man, for real. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So, people, we out, man. I'm going to just leave it with that. We out. Y'all, listen, play it back 2-3 times if you got to. But, all right.
What group is that? The Stop the Violence.